Hello, weirdos out there. What up, everyone? No, your picture is not blurry. This is not Brian. And this is also not Mark with Literacy. Tonight, you get to be weirded out by me, Mark with the big K. What up, everyone? Hey, hey.
That was such a big intro. That's the most you've said on the last four episodes combined at that intensity. That was amazing. I loved it. Well, I'm so excited.
Let's not be rude. Everyone, you may notice that Rob isn't the only pretty face here tonight. We have one of the most comedic, talented, and just one of the most big-hearted people I know. Mark, I'm just kidding. Allie, hello. Welcome, Allie, to Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Burr, 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 burr. So, Allie, this is a Marvel show, and every hero has an origin story. So, are you a Marvel fan? Are you big into Marvel? Are you like, oh, I like some stuff here and there. Tell us about your Marvel love. Do you have any love for Marvel, Allie? Like, is it the movies? Is it the comics? Is it the costumes? Oh no! Do we have a delay on Allie?
No,
we might have a delay on Allie.
Okay.
Can you hear?
So you're a big comics fan? Yes, we can.
Yes,
we can. Yes. So big into comics. And, do you have a favorite Marvel hero?
Favorite Marvel hero?
Or villain? You can be spicy.
I would.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah, she's my fave.
I like that. And then, Allie, in case anybody out there is like, man, I really love what she has to say, is there a way they can follow you on Instagram or anything like that?
Oh, sure. My Instagram is pretty much the only social platform I kind of use. Is it's _ Allie K.
Yeah, do it, everyone. There's a lot of good stuff on there. You may even catch a couple of cute photos of Piano Rob as well. Piano Rob, I know you're enjoying my excitement for tonight. It's good to see you. But the big question I want to ask you is, when did you start playing guitar?
I mean, I've always played a little guitar.
Your name is Piano. Like, I saw that on the kids call the TikTok, and I was like,
Do the kids really call it the TikTok?
Is it just TikTok?
The TikTok.
It's okay. Like the Facebook. It's like the gag from the movie Social Network.
The Google.
The Facebook.
Well, Facebook. Rob's over there like, I can sing. I can play piano. I can dance. I'm funny. I mean, one of the few flaws about him is his choice in sports teams. And then he comes out with a guitar. And I'm like, wow, Rob, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Okay. So, but Rob.
Just don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Okay. Mark, of course, my little C Mark friend, thank you for being tech. I know you had a busy night, but how is everything in the world of this Diz Life?
So is that how I just need to know, is that how I'm known, is little C Mark from now on?
I have many pet names for you, and you know this. And if we ever get a Patreon, then you all can hear it. But for now, that's what we'll go with.
So this episode, here's what's going on in this Diz Life land. I was very inspired this week by visiting the Great White Way for the first time since it reopened. I went to Broadway and I had a chance to catch Moulin Rouge, the Tony Award-winning musical Moulin Rouge, based upon the Baz Luhrmann movie. And I was enraptured with that. It was amazing. And then, you know, we started talking about all things New York. And then this idea came into kind of existence. And Mark and I are like kindred spirits. We are like Broadway wonks. We love Broadway so much. So we said, let's have a fun night and pretend that the Rogers musical was a real thing. Mm-hmm. And let's create hypothetical musicals involving our favorite superheroes. Spandex on Broadway. Let's make it happen. And yes. So we did this.
Let's do it. And for everyone out there watching, oh my God, everyone, look at this limited time magic. Soon, Brian, the reason he's not hosting tonight is soon him and Steve Rogers will have something very big in common. It's top secret. I'm going to let you all try to figure out what more Brian and Steve Rogers will have in common. But Brian, I hope I'm doing my best Brian impression and leading strongly tonight.
I am just popping in to put the weirdos fans' hearts at ease. I will be in and out over the next month, but I will be around when I can. And Mark, with a big K, you're holding it down just fine. And don't worry, I am not going anywhere. But Steve Rogers and I will be cruising around Brooklyn looking for Peter Parker.
Woo!
That is about the extent that I can say. I just wanted to pop in and say, hey, if I'm not on Weirdos, enjoy the hiatus. It'll probably be a better show.
Oh, boo. If you all miss his voice like I will, I'll just listen to episodes of United We Fan as well as Malibu's podcast.
And thank you to Allie for filling in for me. I really greatly appreciate it. But I'm going to pop out. Enjoy the show, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
Well,
everybody's going to be really, really disappointed when they find out that that was Multiverse Brian.
I know. Did anyone suspect at home that was Variant Brian? Anyone? So let's start off, you know, a little flavor since we got Brian here. And Mark, you just brought up Moulin Rouge. Let's get a Rushmore, a Broadway musical, so that everyone at home can be like, this is this person's favorite. Okay, I'm going to listen to them a little bit more. So, Mark, I need a Rushmore of Broadway musicals from you. It doesn't have to be currently playing or running. It can be whenever. Let's hear your top four.
Oh, man, this is so easy for me. Number one on top of my Mount Rushmore, just plug your ears, man. Don't listen. Dear Evan Hansen is my favorite musical of all time.
Oh, Dwayne knew it.
He knew, like, straight away, he knew. Second on that list, just because I want to perform it, is Pippin. I love Pippin, and I love that composer. Third, the first musical that I ever saw that made me fall in love with Broadway was The Who's Tommy.
Yeah.
And fourth, I'm going to go with the classic, and it's cliche, and it's, you know, it needs to be said. But Les Mis holds a very special place in my heart. It was, you know, the sensation that it was for a reason. And I absolutely love the film version with Hugh Jackman as well. So those are
even Russell Crowe. He doesn't turn you off of it.
2, 4, 6, 4.
And Dwayne, thank you for the shout out to our United We Fan Broadway episode. We appreciate it. We had a lot of fun doing that one. Mark, good choices. I am extremely jealous about Moulin Rouge. I know it's going to be on my list. Frankie out there, I know, loves Tommy, so he supports you on that. Allie, get in here. Let's hear your Mount Rushmore Broadway musicals. Go.
Oh,
what is that?
All right, I'm going to start with the first one I ever saw, which is Rent. I love Rent. Also, Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a really show.
Yeah.
That's good. Can I take one
again? No. We had a small little hiccup. And I was like, no, Allie. Okay, we got you back. That's fine. So, Rob, you had me worried that she wasn't in the musicals when you said, oh. I was like, no.
I never heard her Rushmore before. I was curious.
Yeah? Okay, well, Rob, let's hear it. What do you like seeing on stage?
My favorites are Wicked.
Ooh.
Tootsie.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And Moving Out.
Ah, of course. We should have guessed that one right away.
Finger, yeah.
For me, I love Phantom of the Opera. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Also, Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, Hate Me, I Don't Care. I love it. This is about your favorites. So after that, Beetlejuice. Loved it. Saw it twice in 1 week while I was in New York. Love it, love it, love it. And then after that, Les Mis. I love Les Mis. The producers just missed out, but Les Mis gets my fourth spot. So,
Brian, Aladdin, and Book of Mormon.
Look, Brian, there's a...
I need to see Book of Mormon.
Please see it. There's a hunger out there, Brian, for some more United We Fan goes to Broadway. And I know Mark has the itch to revisit the Great White Way with us. So listen to that fun episode. Brian, we got him to actually talk about Broadway. So that was good. As Mark mentioned, today's episode is about Marvel. It's about musicals. We're not just talking about Broadway and Marvel. We're also going to do some fun little things, different aspects of Marvel when it comes to music. And, you know, we brought up Rogers, the musical, coming with Hawkeye. We saw a clip of it. It was only like, what, 5 seconds? And I was sold on it already when they showed a clip from it, the posters. I need the posters. I'm excited. I know the part will probably only be 5 minutes. I don't care. Is this just me because I'm a Captain America fan, or did it look great to you all?
I was very intrigued by Rogers the Musical. And dare I say, I would pay to see Rogers the Musical in real life.
Yep.
That I was like, wait a minute, why is this just the hypothetical thing? Let's make this happen. I mean, listen, Chris Evans has been on Broadway.
Yes.
And lest we forget, he was in the theater that was right next to Frozen on Broadway, playing in a straight play. So, Chris, I'm putting out a call to you. Man, make it happen. I know that you can do it, and I would love to see you put on that cap suit one more time.
Are you talking about when he had the cop mustache?
I'm
Chris Evans. So, well, we're talking about Broadway, so let's do it. First up is, what Marvel hero should get a Broadway musical, and kind of what do you vision it being like? Like, if you, said the Hulk, do you see it being kind of like Wicked? Rob, we'll start with you. What hero do you think, Rob, what hero do you think should get a Broadway musical, and what do you see it being like? What other show? Oh. We got some fun happening here. Look at this. Oh, whoa. Multiverse action coming together as one. In the meantime, we'll go to Mark. Mark, let's take it from you. What hero should get a musical, and what show do you think it'll be like?
All right. So I would like to see Mahershala Ali bring Blade to the stage. I think that that show would be amazing.
Dracula's got a musical.
Yeah. So, listen, again, it would be a lot of fun. The choreography would be off the hook.
Yep.
I could do with, I mean, there's not a whole heck a lot of techno and dance and like electronic dance music on Broadway. So I think that could be like a real groundbreaking style of music coming to the Broadway stage and just to a Broadway audience. But again, I just think that Blade has a lot of untold story that we're going to get into in the MCU. I do love the Wesley Snipes trilogy. I'm one of the only people in the world that I think will take all three of those films and say wholeheartedly, I love them. I love Blade Trinity. I love it.
Ooh,
hot take.
I think it is. I will also own up to the fact that I had the Blade Trinity album. So it was when I was going through a phase of every like hero album I had to buy. So I bought that one. But I feel like Blade would be a good, you know, mix some horror, mix some like rock opera. I could see that maybe, you know. So for me, I'm gonna go with Miles Morales. I would love to see. I know Spider-Man already has a musical, but I want to see Miles Morales and just a musical kind of focused more on him and in the neighborhood. And then of course I want Lin-Manuel Miranda to do like whatever he can with it. But I see it more like a Lightning Thief production, you know, just about like the kids and the struggles of real life. And also him having this, you know, great responsibility on the side. So I would love to see a Miles Morales musical, maybe like kid from Brooklyn. Maybe, I don't know. Is that too Captain America? If we called it that, I don't know. So I would love that. But
Patrick says, I had Blade Trinity soundtrack 2 as well as Spider-Man Fantastic Four.
The Fox albums and the Sony albums, we're going to get to that funness later. But now that we have the multiverse coming together below us, Allie, we want to hear what hero you think needs a Broadway musical. And what musical do you think it would kind of be like?
It's going to be this guy. And... So a few things. I want to see like full on Lion King style puppeteering from small baby Groot to big Groot origin story. And I know Vin Diesel has been itching to get on Broadway. He's been recently quoted wanting to do Fast and the Furious. It's just like, come to the Marvel side and we'll get you up there. And bring Bradley Cooper, who is no stranger to the Broadway stage. I would love to see them up there. Groot only has one line, so I also thought it would be hilarious if you got famous narrators like a James Earl Jones or a Morgan Freeman Stewart to like interpret and narrate for him. So I thought that would be funny.
It would be like E.T. the Ride, where you go to Groot's homeland,
Mark,
and it's like a drug trip, but like all that everyone says is "I am Groot," and somehow they all understand each other.
But then you get Morgan Freeman.
For everyone watching at home, Mark is that rare person who doesn't understand the goodness that is the smell of the ET cube. So
I was going to say, like, I thought you were going to go with, I'm one of the only rare people that doesn't understand the second half of the ET ride. I was going to say, I don't think I'm alone in
no
that.
One understands.
No one understands.
No one needs to. Anyways, Ali, you got something there, because the new Winnie the Pooh off-Broadway show is coming, and they're using puppets, so a Groot thing could totally work. I love that idea of, like, guest narrators, like, different aspects of the group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Who would write the book for that? I just feel like it would be really tough to write that book. I mean, the I Am Groot, it would just be a lot of I Am Groot.
Should the curtain, We Are Groot? Like,
we are Groot.
I get chills.
That's act two.
I have chills. Oh, all right. And then for everyone playing at home, in case you missed it as well, and Rob and Ali, you missed it. Mark shared his love for the Blade Trinity and even defended Blade Trinity. So for everyone at home, please let us know if that's a hot take to like the Blade Trinity. But in the meantime, Piano Rob, I'm excited.
You want to know mine?
I want to know it. Let's do it.
Well, first of all, I haven't seen the Blade Trinity, I think, it's in entirety. So I can't even comment. I don't think I'm missing much, but I don't know. But I haven't seen it.
It's Ryan Reynolds without a shirt on a lot, you know.
Well, then maybe I'll give it a shot. I narrowed it down, but this is what I ended up with. Nick Fury, an eye for detail. Man Nick Fury is a catalyst to protecting and saving the world.
I see what you did there, Rob. That's.
Can I just say, I love it.
I would like somebody like a Donald Glover to play Nick Fury through the years. Somebody with a good singing voice.
Yeah.
But I want all the superheroes in and out of different scenes, but the consistency.
Yeah.
Nick Fury.
I feel like the audience members should be made to wear a patch. And all of the action
under your seat.
The action can go on one side of the stage, and that's.
Oh my God!
I'll tell you what. To encourage people to wear masks, since they're going to make them do it for a while, it could be a mask that also has an eye patch. It's probably it'll be a one piece that they have to wear during the whole show till the pandemic's over.
I'm glad that, as Mel Brooks always brings up, merchandising is strong with this group. I can already see the everything's going strong. And speaking of Mel Brooks, anyone else excited for History of the World Part 2 coming to Hulu? I am, but yeah. Random
History
fun
of the
fact.
World Part 1 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes. Mel Brooks. Love him. Those were great choices. We also talked about movie albums. I mentioned earlier that I did have the Blade one. Oh, good Lord. I can't go on a list. But what I mean by album is not the score, but a lot of films like Black Panther recently and Shang-Chi, check them out. They did albums with artists to come together with the common theme for the film. And we brought up Blade Trinity. It's not bad, but Ali, do you have a Mount Rushmore of movie albums? If not, that's okay.
Any movie or superhero movie?
Superhero movies. Got to be superhero movies.
Wow, Al, okay.
Yeah.
Help me out. Let's do 50-50. So definitely.
I know one I like. The Spider-Man 2, the one with Tobey Maguire album, the one that has Gibson Curses on it, and that Hero Chad Kroeger song.
Oh, that's on the first one.
Oh, well, you know what? I'll take both of them because those there you go. Both they had fantastic soundtracks.
So did both Guardians movies.
Oh boy, yeah. Those win just their greatest hits albums.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have a 1989's Batman the Prince album on their list?
I did have it. I didn't consider it though. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, what do you have for your Rushmore?
So I'm sorry, I'm gonna offend a lot of people. I do not own or I have not owned a lot of Marvel soundtracks. Spider-Man, the original Blade with all of like that electronic dance music. I did own that. We used to play that a lot in college. Again, I'm gonna like really show my love for Blade in this episode. The Watchmen, the original Watchmen. Yeah. I know that's not Marvel, but I did own that soundtrack.
That's okay. We said superheroes. All good.
I did own that soundtrack. And
that counts.
I did find myself listening to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Two, after it left theaters.
I went, man, I'm such a big nerd. If anybody, I could do an episode on this. Spider-Man 2, I'm there. I love that one. Into the Spider-Verse, I have that album. Like, that whole year, I had that one playing.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Sunflower. And then Black Panther, that was my, like, exercise running jam for the longest time. Mm. But I know everyone talks about Batman 89 because it's Prince. But I got to go, and Frankie mentioned it, Batman Forever.
Kiss
from a Rose. Yeah. U2 has a song on it. Guilty Pleasure. I like the Batman and Robin album. No, I don't care if that's a hot take.
There's an Offspring song they did just for the movie that's amazing on that album.
Smashing Pumpkins did one on that one. I'm there. Daredevil, epic. Punisher, epic. Mark, what do you got?
I didn't have the album, but I had the single from U2, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I remember that, I just had the single because I love all things U2.
For everyone at home who wants to know a secret about Mark, he actually has the lyrics to that song tattooed on his back.
I do.
So.
That and Love Roller Coaster.
Yes, that you can see it if you're a Patreon member.
Yes. I love the albums, like, especially there's no shortage of it. Go back, like I said, Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, Punisher, Daredevil, if you want some Evanescence, that's on there. Oh god, even Elektra had one. So I'm glad they're still doing it. Shang-Chi, shout out to that one. That's the newest one. Good stuff on there. Definitely check it out. But we're going to get, you know what? We just mentioned a lot of bands with U2, Prince. I want everyone to pick a hero. Okay. Everyone at home, please play along with us. Pick a hero. And then what do you think their top five bands are? Like, say, for example, if Rob was my hero, there goes my hero. I would do like Billy Joel. I would do like five bands I know are Hero Rob's favorites. So, Allie, who is your hero and who do you think are their top five?
I picked my girl Wanda.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I think that her top five would include, I had to cut a bunch. Like, I had to cut the list down a lot. Okay. But I think Fleetwood Mac, number one.
Ooh, good.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think she would dig Lana Del Rey.
I could see that.
Some Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
Have we all heard the Billie Eilish James Bond song yet?
I have.
I don't think I have.
I like it. I'm sorry. I disagree with you.
I like it. I dig it.
I'm trying. I'm really trying. She's not like a talented, talented entertainment performer, not downplaying anything about her. Just, but anyways, Allie, continue, rock on. Go ahead.
I also think she would be a Janis Joplin fan.
Yes. Yep.
And throw in some Annie Lennox at the end.
Oh my God. I want this playlist.
Okay. So wait, Eurythmics Annie Lennox or solo artist Annie Lennox?
Solo.
Yeah.
I just gotta know.
Like walking on broken glass.
Oh my God, Rob! I was just thinking that. That was on. Yes.
I'm gonna throw in one more. I think she'd have a Cranberries album too.
Oh, probably.
Especially after that zombie episode.
Do we think she'd be Alanis Morissette?
Oh, absolutely.
There's angst in there.
That would be there.
For everyone at home, who's watching, if you don't think we're going to bust out into songs throughout the rest of the night, we are like very so tuned mistaken. Right now. Yeah, I don't know.
I was this close to get to breaking into No More I Love Yous from Annie Lennox. Like,
I don't know.
Do it, how man.
Did, how did we make it through Prince without bringing up anything from Prince?
Kiss.
So, all right. Well, Rob, we got to hear the piano. Rob, who's your hero? There goes my hero. I'm in a Foo Fighters mood. Who's your hero? Ooh. And top five? Go for it.
My hero is Ant-Man.
Yes.
And I am going to tell you my
say
artists.
Small world.
And,
say small world. Small world.
I'm going to tell you the world. Artists and the songs that inspired my artist picks.
Okay.
I have Blink-182, All the Small Things. I have John Mellencamp for Small Town.
Wow. Yep.
I have Rob Thomas for Little Wonders.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
I have Elton John for Tiny Dancer.
Yes.
And just because I want to remember us that 10% of the time Ant-Man gets big, I picked Little Big Town.
Rob, do you have a piano in front of you?
Yeah.
We need some Tiny Dancer. You can't just say that and not. For everyone, please check out Piano Rob live at Boathouse. He's hireable for private events. Check out his live streams. If you think this is a good taste, just wait till you see full-on Piano Rob rocking out, having the crowds like lighters up, the moms, the dads, the kids dancing on top of the table. That is a Piano Rob concert. Oh, love it.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mark, let's hear it. Who is your hero?
All right, so I chose Sebastian Stan, call him Bucky Barnes or the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. So Bucky would definitely top on his list. I mean, he would have this on replay in his car, would be My Chemical Romance. He would have the Black Parade on stop. He's emo. Yes. Like, and you see him in the Winter Soldier with the black eye makeup. And yep. I see, like, after the street fight, I see him just, like, getting back in the car and, like, when I was a young boy,
my father. Yes.
So, My Chemical Romance is on repeat, and then he sprinkles in some of this other stuff, but it's like all My Chemical Romance for him. So Radiohead, I yes. think he'd just be Radiohead, and the song specifically is Creep.
Yep.
Because he's a creep. I just think he would really get down to Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think the sound and the musical stylings of Stone Temple Pilots are like really in his wheelhouse.
Yep.
I also think, though, because he's old and he spans decades, he does have a love and appreciation for Johnny Cash. I think he's, again, he really has a love for the Man in Black. And, you know, listen, again, as a villain, I think he has a good appreciation for Johnny Cash and the Johnny Cash vibe. And then, I don't know, I think his guilty pleasure, gentlemen, is Oasis. I think he just did the attitude of Liam and Noel.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to throw out also, because they have matching eyeliner, Daughtry. So just because of that.
Daughtry. I love it. I love it.
Not hating on Daughtry for anyone at home. I dig Daughtry. He just has a new album come out. If he's out there, thank you for watching and listening. But yeah, check out Daughtry's new album.
I love Daughtry.
So Bucky Barnes, good stuff. I was
what's
like,
"What's yours, Mark?
Are you gonna go emo yours. With that?" So for me, I originally went with the Hulk, and then I went really hard metal, like Nine Inch Nails. But I was like, "No, this is too dark." So I then went with Silver Surfer. For him, I'm gonna go David Bowie, because I figure Silver Surfer and Ziggy Stardust, they're gonna get along. So I don't know why I'm going like Ted Lasso tonight with like the motivational hands. And then I feel like he would like Daft Punk. I'm so like, I'm still a little sad that they broke up, but yeah,
Daft you could Punk. Sky surf to that.
Yeah. I feel like also the Beatles, especially Sergeant Peppers and Silver Surfer are going to get along. Kendrick Lamar, I think has got some stuff that the That's Surfer really will like. Mm-hmm. And then I just, cause taking a page out of Piano Rob's book, the Beach Boys. I feel like you can't be the Silver Surfer and not listen to the Beach Boys. And then also, I think he'll really dig Hans Zimmer just for his scores. So, yeah, Silver Surfer. And that's what he's listening to when he's heralding for Galactus. So, yeah.
I like it.
Oh,
this we is got the most another amazing episode ever of the show. I
know. Dwayne, look at you, Dwayne. Oh, I'm coming home. And then let's see, Frankie, you got Hold Me Close, Young Tony Danza. Yes, thank you, Phoebe. Appreciate that. So, and then next up, we know a lot of heroes already have movies out there, but say if you could either have a new movie with a new hero, or if maybe there's a hero, we already got a movie and we have a next installment from them. Mark, who do you think should score the movie, like has a good sound for it, but also like how Queen did it for Flash? Got it. Oh! Ah! Here's at the end of this. What band or artist do you think should do the album for that hero? Mark.
Go to these guys first. Come to me last because
yeah.
Rob, you off with the woes.
Go
for it, Rob. Yeah. What hero is getting a composer and what artist? Or are they the same person? Daft Punk did it for Tron. You can do it.
I went with Squirrel Girl.
I almost did Squirrel Girl. Rob.
I want some Squirrel Girl. My composer is not as big a surprise. I tried to really decide who I wanted. I even wanted to really squeeze like maybe Danny Elfman in something, but I had to go with Michael Giacchino. I had to. I mean, he's the one who's going to do it. But this is where I got a little interested, and I did go through a couple of bands. I thought a band that would be really good. I feel the Squirrel Girl vibe from this band. I went with Fun. I thought they could do the theme song, whatever it might be.
Yes. Ah. I'm there. Squirrel Girl does have a play out there for all of everyone who's watched Disney Plus. Marvel 616, Squirrel Girl does have a play. Schools are doing it. It's fun. Check out that episode. It's heartwarming. Lori out there, what up? And then Mindy, hello, hello. Oh, Rob, Squirrel Girl, so good. I am kind of sad that we didn't. I think there was like supposed to be a Paramore for Squirrel Girl, Brian Lee. Yeah.
See, I didn't know if I wanted to go more that deep punk rockish, but that, I mean, that's a good vibe for her too. Cause I picture like an Anna Kendrick type in that role, but we're probably going to have to be younger.
I was just thinking that there was like a rumor. Rob, you and I, Rob. Wow. Ka-chow.
Wow. Ka-chow.
I got to say wow.
A little bit of Rob and a whole lot of Marky Mark. You too could be connected like we are. Wow. All right, Allie, let's hear it. My fellow Flash Gordon chorus. What artist is getting a composer and a music artist to do the album?
So mine's a little offbeat, but I chose Moon Knight simply because he's really tied to Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom, which is supposed to be the next big baddie of the MCU. So I chose him. And I figured for the score, I hope I'm saying his name right, John Pisano, who did Daredevil on Netflix.
Yes.
Very suspenseful.
And some of the Spider-Man games. Yeah.
Yes. And he did Maze Runner. So that really suspenseful kind of score I thought would work well for that. And I hope that you guys like this one. I think Mark will like it, is Foo Fighters. I need some Dave Grohl vibes for that with Moon Knight. So
Foo Fighters are my jam. I'm listening to their new album. If you're out there, good. Dave Grohl, I'm reading your book. And I also want a Foo Fighters musical. I would love to see it. I'm just going to go on a rant right now and be like, Foo Fighters musical. And I think it should be called Times Like These. And then check out There Goes My Hero live, the way he sings it. There goes my hero. It's just very Broadway. So, Allie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it.
Foo Fighters. Mark, I don't want to go last, so I'm going to go next, and then you can go. So I'm going to do She-Hulk. Just because I've been loving me some She-Hulk lately, and I know we're getting the series on Disney Plus, but I want Deborah Lurie. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her who. I just picture Brian at home going who. She was a composer for did like 9, so she's done some sci-fi, and then she also did Safe Haven, so she can do other stuff. She's a lot of fun. Check her out. But I, for the album, want Taylor Swift, everyone. Taylor Swift to do She-Hulk. Think of it, Bad Blood, and then some of her other ones. She could do both sides of She-Hulk. She can nail it. Taylor Swift even wants to work on the score, I'm there. She's talented. She's amazing. I will have a blank space and I'll write her name for it. Okay. So
pencil that in.
Is anyone else a Swiftie out there? I don't care if I'm alone. And it's okay if nobody wants to admit it, but I'm there.
Hello. 1984 on repeat, yeah. Man. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Casey Musgraves kind of girl.
Well, wait. There's a reason that I waited till the end to drop mine.
Okay. All right. Drop it like it's hot.
All right. So I feel like we're going to get more of her, but I feel like she needs a solo project. So I need more Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Valentina Allegra DeFontaine.
Okay.
Cool.
And I would like Sarah Bareilles to score her.
Oh, that's awesome.
To score her.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So that's
the way our brains work.
Yeah.
Mark, have you seen Sarah Bareilles' as I blank on the
Waitress?
Thank you. I don't know how I love pie. I don't know how I forgot Waitress. I'm like the fat kid in me is so mad at myself right now.
Love me some Sarah Bareilles. I think she's just a really talented singer-songwriter. And I think that she would do some pretty amazing lyrical stuff. And just I like the vibe of her music. I like the way that she writes. And I think that she would really compliment Julia Louis-Dreyfus on screen.
Yes. Yep. I'm there for it. Mindy, Imagine Dragons. Fun fact about Imagine Dragons. Let me click my Brian pen. Imagine Dragons, they auditioned several tracks for Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. The song Radioactive was one of the songs they originally. And their producers were like, this is too good. This needs to be an album. So fun fact. So just shouting out Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark again. It's on YouTube. Watch it. Listen to it. YouTube, Reeve Carney. There's even a great book about Spider-Man, the making of. What's this right here?
Can we talk about Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark for a little bit, though?
I'm here for it. There's two versions of it. I'm ready for it. Let's do it.
All right. So fun fact is, like, here we are, and we're playing make-believe, and we're talking about the MCU on Broadway. But again, fun fact, Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. The music and lyrics were by Bono and The Edge. The book was by, and Mark will, Mark, just hit pause before you go and wax poetic about Julie Taymor. But incorporated elements of the 2002 Spider-Man movie. And it did official. It had a lot of records that were set, and it had the longest preview for a show because the show was getting worked out constantly. But it had a 3-year run. It was at that time, and I still think, if I'm not mistaken, it was the most expensive show that was ever done in Broadway history. Wow. So it was a real thing. It happens to be Mark's absolute favorite and one of the most controversial Broadway musicals in the history of the Great White Way. But here we are speculating about having a Marvel superhero on Broadway when it has, in fact, happened. So that's my lead in. Mark, there you go. There, boom. I have set you up like a volleyball set. You are good to go, man.
I know a lot of my theater snob friends judge me quite a bit for liking it. But here's what I always say. If a musical connects with you, a musical connects with you. It doesn't matter if other people like it. If Dear Evan Hansen is your jam, then that's your jam. If Hamilton is not your jam, that's okay. You don't have to be in the room where it happens. So for me, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, it connected with me. The visuals, Julie Taymor wanted to bring the comic books to the stage. I can't recommend this book enough. Now, for anyone who wants to know what goes into making a Broadway musical, it literally is from the writer being hired to the closing, and then after the closing, them talking about bringing it back as an arena show and how that's in limbo. So read the book and you'll learn so much about it, about the sad accidents that happened, how it went over budget, how there was two versions of it, how they pulled the trigger on it, U2's involvement. U2, if you're out there listening, Bono and The Edge, thank you for watching and listening. We appreciate you. I want to see the arena show. I think it would be a great show for it. It just if you can go on YouTube, you have their bootleg. That's all we have right now. I wish we would have, they would have filmed it, but watch it. You'll see what the show is like, both versions of it, when they modified it to be, I want to say, less Julie
versions. Yeah.
Yep. Less Julie Taymor, experimental.
And then they took over.
Yeah. Then they did the second version. But it took chances, just like Book of Mormon, just like Hamilton, just like Shrek, just like SpongeBob. Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark took chances. It wanted to be different. It wanted to bring something to Broadway that a lot of people were like, is this really going to work on Broadway? It ran for a long time. Once they got it nailed out, sadly, you know, it
ran for 3 years. Yeah.
It cost a lot of money. So, and a lot of people don't know this, but it's hard for Broadway shows to turn a profit. So when that one already cost as much as it did, you know, it was hard. But people who went and saw it, and when it was working, a lot of people did say they enjoyed it for the spectacle that it was. And I have the shirt. I remember when I went to New York and it was playing, I couldn't get tickets. And to that usher who wouldn't let me come in to buy several more items, you broke my heart. Luckily, somebody else went and got me a shirt. Thank you. So, but
say boo to you.
Boo. Boo to you. I know. The real villain of that show is that usher who wouldn't let my spider senses tingle.
So, Mark, I want to turn the microphone on you. I want to turn the microphone on you for a few seconds. And just because, again, I know how much love you have for it. So the show wasn't without its troubles. There were a lot of actors that were injured in the performance of stunt. It suffered repeated delays and rewrites. It had really poor reviews when it really opened because, let's be fair, too, the show was unfinished. The first iteration of the show was unfinished, and then it had to be reworked. Then the show was reworked when it officially opened in 2011. Julie Taymor's vision of the show kind of got taken away.
Yeah.
And then a consultant, Philip McKinley, was really like the lead influence of that second part of it.
Right.
But do you think that the show or the perceived failure of this show hurts the chances of like more Marvel on Broadway?
I don't believe that Disney or Marvel has any interest. They did learn a lot from it. When the show was going on, Disney had just bought Marvel, and everybody was kind of hoping that Disney would come in and bring some of that Lion King magic to it.
They didn't touch it at all.
No, Disney didn't have any interest in it. Bruce Campbell was missing from the production. That would have been great. I think they're good with Marvel Live, the arena show, which, you know, is a lot of fun for all ages, including me, who bought the Captain America cotton candy helmet bowl. No shame there. I think one day we could get Marvel on stage, but I don't think it will be one of those big titles. I definitely don't think it will be as grand of a production like that. No. So I think it was a learning experience, but like I said, I don't think Marvel has interest in it right now.
I foresee, before we get a musical, I foresee something more along the lines of like Harry Potter, where you're going to get a straight play with theatrical.
Don't get me started on that, Mark.
With theatrical effects. I think you're more likely to see something of that ilk come to the Broadway stage more than a musical.
Right.
I think that that's something that is very realistic, that if Disney is interested in bringing something to Broadway, I think they're probably going to bring a straight play before they bring a musical. So here's a real fun fact, Mark. I just want to test your knowledge and see if you know this. Do you know who the original Mary Jane almost was in the production, but she wound up bowing out?
It's what's her name from Across the Universe and Westworld. And
he's good. He's so good. He nailed it. It's Evan Rachel Wood.
I can picture.
You're absolutely correct.
Her and was it Jim Sturgis? They were supposed to come from Across the Universe and be Peter and Mary, not Peter, Paul and Mary.
The original Green Goblin was supposed to be Alan Cumming,
which he put interest in it, but also didn't really. That's another fun aspect of it, of the book, to show just how much interest he had in it. It was a cluster. It was a treat for me to read about the show, hear about the show. And then as I'm sitting in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, it's in the same theater. So when I got in there, I was like, man, this is where Spider-Man was. Mm. Ah, right over there is where that usher told me, no, to you buying merchandise.
Flashbacks.
So,
good memes, but not good memes, bad memes.
No, but like I said, for theater fans out there, even if you don't care for the Spider-Man musical, check out that book from Glenn Berger. It is a great detail of a Broadway production. I know we have so many books about movies being made, TV shows being made. This is a great book from the start of the production to a little bit afterwards. And it's not one of those things that rose gold glasses aren't used at all. It's straight up the writer of the play the musical is like, here's what happened from my perspective. And yeah, hopefully we can all enjoy this adventure.
It did not recoup. I mean, it bombed. It did hold the record at one point for the highest amount of ticket sales in a week, which were over 2 million.
Yeah.
And this is pre Hamilton.
Yep.
Back then it did hold the record for the biggest sales, but it was never able to recover its budget, which was the highest to date, which was 75 million to put it on. And it's because the show suffered so many delays and rewrites. Yeah. And I mean, it bombed. It was a bomb. Zero Mostel from the producers, if he had picked that script out and had gotten that money from all the old ladies, he would have been very happy that, you know, the show would have bombed. He would have had a gigantic write-off. He could have went and had not like a ton of belts that were not made out of cardboard at that point.
I love the producers. It's in my top five.
It is.
Like musicals. So, but yeah, check it out. You two, Edge and Bono, I hope you're out there and still thinking about the arena show, but getting back to this fun for everyone out there. I'm a huge pop group fan. Brian and I are working on our Backstreet Boys versus NSYNC, where I will be team Backstreet with Brian being team NSYNC, and hopefully somebody out there will be team New Kids on the Block. So check that out whenever we get it going for United We Fan. But the next topic is, you know, Marvel has team up groups of their own, and I just want to know, what group do you think would have a fun team up with what pop group? So for me, for example, I picked the Defenders, which is Luke Cage, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist. And I mentioned them earlier. They're hanging tough. I'm gonna go New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block for the Defenders. Oh,
I like that.
The right stuff.
Every time Jessica wants to leave the group, it's like a. Please don't go, girl.
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah, like pre-puberty, like step New Kids, right there.
Oh baby, gonna save the world. Step.
All right.
Hey girl.
Oh man, New Kids, right there. Ah, so good. So yeah, the Defenders and New Kids. That is my group. Allie, what group are you doing, and who are they teaming up with?
So I wanted to go with a younger direction, so I chose the Young Avengers, where you get Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, and you get Hulkling and Kid Loki. And it's not necessarily pop, but I would like to hear some synth sounds and get some Talking Heads or like maybe some Devo in there with that younger group.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say One Direction or BTSB. What is it? No, not
BTS.
BTS. It's just BTS.
Like, I was like trying to be hip there, and I like failed miserably.
It's BYOB.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, I panicked, but then I handled it.
TCBY, I think, is another one.
But not to go like off universe, but I'm a huge fan of Teen Titans, and when they came out with their BER episodes, and they had all those synthesized sounds, I dug it. So to see something like that incorporated in the Marvel universe with a teenage group up, I thought that would be cool.
Frankie, I am jealous of that concert. And Mindy, you said New Kids used to be your jam. I want to know, why aren't they your current jam? And who is your current jam? So, but Allie, good stuff. Young Avengers, always fun and hip. Even a cute little shout out to the DC group there. I dig that. Rob, Piano Rob, the Music Man. What group do you have, and who are they teaming up with?
I went with the Children of Thanos.
Okay.
I did, and I really, after thinking of it, thought they would be listening to the Backstreet Boys. Hits like,
I want it that way, Rob.
Quit playing games with my stones, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Double entendre.
My stones are all I have to give. 50% of you won't live. You know, that type of stuff.
I hope Brian out there is listening and taking notes of the strong argument against the NSYNC.
Brian is watching us drinking heavily right now.
Brian's off the show. Yeah. He sold the show. He's like, that's it. I left.
This is like when Phil Collins took over Genesis from Peter Gabriel. Like, you just get a different like vibe altogether here. So, but Children of Thanos, and I did not expect you to say the Backstreet Boys for them. But
that's
so
why it's awesome.
That.
But it works. I didn't even get to Larger Than Life.
Go, Rob. Go.
Do it.
All of your time spent flashes of light. Half you people, can't you see?
Yes. There.
There it is.
Mark, what you got?
I clearly misunderstood the assignment.
I understood the assignment.
I chose the Eternals as my Marvel group. In
Fair
the spirit
enough.
Of they have a movie coming out, and I thought, okay, so they've lived forever. So what band do they resonate with the most? And I went with the Rolling Stones because they've been around for forever. Literally, they're like, yeah, we've had a good go with these guys. So I clearly misunderstood the assignment.
So one of my discards was, I almost said Fantastic Four and ABBA. I almost went with ABBA for Fantastic Four.
I can't believe nobody picked the Fantastic Four, but I couldn't pick the Fantastic Four without just thinking of the Fab Four, which is the Beatles, and I don't know if it would have worked a lot, you know?
Yeah. And then I thought of the Warriors Three being the Bee Gees.
Okay. Oh, you know, can I give you a possible better one for the Warriors Three, different direction? Another Holy Trinity, Rush.
Wait a minute. Is it the Warriors 3 or the Warriors 4? No. Am I?
It's the Warriors 3.
Okay, good. I feel Brian at home going right now. Like,
no, Lady Sif and the Warriors 3.
And Rush is the Holy Trinity. I think that would be an awesome three-piece.
I think we need to also start a counter every time we make a TikTok reference, like we're cool and hip.
We are, bro.
What? I understood the assignment, bro.
Have you not seen the TikTok?
If you want to see a bunch of old men try to pretend we know what we're doing on TikTok, go follow all of our TikToks because they're all ridiculous.
Kelly, I agree. You can't go wrong with the Bee Gees. HBO Max has a documentary from Frank Marshall. I love it. Rob is tired of me talking about the Bee Gees. I don't care.
Bee Gees are great, man.
Kenneth Branagh is coming out with a Bee Gees movie. Kelly, I would love to hear what some of your favorite Bee Gees songs are. A hidden gem that I like from them is You Win Again. So check out that Bee Gees song.
Yeah, but when does the Barry Gibb's talk show come out?
Which one?
When does the Barry Gibb's talk show come out?
I'm
still waiting for that.
Hey, for all of you who don't know, Allie, who is your favorite Brothers Gibb?
Oh.
Oh. Andy.
Oh. Oh, she needed a minute there.
It's hard for me.
I think you're going to pick Andy.
It is. It has to be.
Those nights aren't as good. Talking about Moni.
Crazy
everything.
Brian, I miss you.
Crazy daddy issues.
Blame it all on the nights on Broadway. Singing that sweet song. You know, that's so much fun. But as we learned earlier, and I should have segued with Rob and his magical guitar powers. Now let's do Kelly, we got it. Too Much Heaven. Nice. Immortality. Yes. Oh, man. They teamed up with Celine and Barbara Streisand. Like how, and Dolly Parton even used one of their songs. Like the Bee Gees. Awesome. Love it. So Rob is a man of many instruments, but let's think of a hero, a Marvel hero. I feel like there was a giggity in there. It's so let's get back on track. So a Marvel hero, when they're not saving the world, so like kind of Ron Swanson, we found out Duke Silver is his alter ego. What instrument do we think, and Mark, this goes to you, what instrument does a hero play? Like, this is their secret talent. Who do you got?
I feel like Rhodey would play the spoons, you know? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I really didn't give this one much thought, dude. This was
no,
like...
no. You know what? I didn't either. So I'm so glad you picked that. That's a great. That's. I love that answer.
Like he's again. He's you know.
Yeah. In the War Machine outfit, or no?
In the War Machine outfit.
Outfit,
like he could. Yeah. Perfectly acoustic. But I also feel like you know. Again, he's got to sit. He's pretty stationary. So like you know, without the use of his legs, he would just.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Mudrunner, Duke Silver. If you're a fan of Parks and Rec, yeah, shameless ploy for United We Fan, the podcast, where we do a retrospective on Parks and Rec, where we, speaking of albums and music, we, man, we kind of left out Mouse Rat. I apologize. But yeah. Anyways, Allie, who do you have for hero and for their musical talent?
I picked Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And with her faux hawk mohawk, she gives me some electric guitar vibes, kind of like Alice Cooper's touring guitarist Nita Strauss. She's the number one female guitarist touring currently. So I figured she could give me those kind of vibes.
Rob, it looks like you're getting pumped up. Who you got? Oh, we lost Mark. We lost Mark. Oh, dear. He was not a fan.
He left us.
He left us. He left us. But that is not what I'm gonna do, weirdos out there. Oh, he's back. We're okay.
I, after much thinking, I went with the Incredible Hulk. And I think it would be very
on the same page. Let's see if we're on the same page, Rob.
I think it would be very good for him to play the only instrument that the Incredible Hulk should play, the triangle.
Oh. Kind of close.
No cowbell?
No, triangle. It's got to be dainty. Because that's what's going to make it amazing. It has to be dainty.
Mark, your tone is so wrong. What you need is more cowbell. Yeah.
You're talking to my guy all wrong.
You're talking to my guy. You're talking to Rob all wrong. Anyways, I also went with Incredible Hulk, and I think if we could get drums big enough, I want him on the drums. I want him wailing. I almost thought of like, you know, Ant-Man, maybe like the air guitar. Like, I think he could turn that up.
Oh yeah.
It would be funny if he was on like an upright bass, but you don't even see him. The bass is just playing himself.
Snap of the bass.
If he said turn that as Ant-Man.
Snap of the bass, big time.
Turn that up to 11, please. You know what? Real quick, being United We Fan, the podcast, we like to do Random Rushmore. So, Mark, do you have our graphic? Do we have it for all those?
I don't. I'm sorry.
That's fine. So we're going to do a slightly random-ish Rushmore. I want to hear what everyone's Random Rushmore of favorite movie based on, like, music. So it doesn't have to be a musical. If you want to do a musical, go for it. But like, you know, you got Rocket Man, you got Yesterday, you got Bohemian Rhapsody, you got Ray, you got Walk the Line. If you want to do a concert film, I won't judge you for doing Glee, the concert. Do we have any shout outs out there? For like,
my goodness.
Mine? Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
Bohemian Rhapsody is definitely on mine.
Yeah.
Across the Universe is definitely on mine. Does that count, or it has to be about a...
Go for it. That's fine. Go for it.
I figured that's Beatles music. That counts. I want to think about more.
Shout out to Rocket Man. Shout out to Blinded by the Light.
I didn't see that one yet. I want to see that one.
for if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, check out Blinded by the Light. So and you'll realize, like I did, that Bruce Springsteen actually sang the original Blinded by the Light. I didn't know that. That's my bad.
Oh yeah.
Didn't know that. Rob's like, duh.
No, well, I know weird things.
You do. That's okay. You're on the show. Having, you know what's funny?
I'm having trouble thinking of other ones.
But, Walk the Line, Ray.
All right, so I've got Walk the Line for me. La Bamba.
Good one.
You got to have I mean, that was classic.
Yeah. Frankie brought up Selena.
Oh, I know which one I really enjoyed. I enjoyed the Frankie Valli one.
Jersey Boys
is great.
Yeah, even though it's a fictional band, with the Wonders.
That Thing You Do.
That Thing You Do. Tom Hanks, I love you. Thank you for watching. Please do a That Thing You Do Broadway musical.
I have to throw in there Walk Hard.
Brian will love that answer. I tried watching that again for him, and Walk Hard was hard for me to walk.
Mark, so I think you're funny. You're watching it all wrong. You got to watch that with us, like the Fast and the Furious ride. You're going to love it so much more.
I understand. I got you.
That was terrible. That's not true.
My last one is Almost Famous, Marky Mark.
I love Almost Famous. I need people to watch this movie. Cameron Crowe, guy did Jerry Maguire and Say Anything. Vanilla Sky. Please watch Almost Famous. You'll love it. Kate Hudson's in it.
That's kind of classic-y now.
Rockstar. Yes. Oh, my God. Mark Wahlberg.
How about Spinal Tap?
Turn it up to 11, baby.
Well, it was better than Boogie Nights. I'll say that.
Ooh. Allie went off on a yes.
And another comedic one I have to say is Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
Eurovision. Wow. Yeah.
Eurovision.
Yeah. Shauna, thank you. Love you,
La Bamba, I'm sorry. La Bamba's classic, but you're gone. Eurovision is up there for me.
Wait, Patrick, what's Anna and the Apocalypse? Is that the Meryl Streep one? Am I way off? Oh, Dirk Diggler. Oh, good Lord.
Somebody had to say it.
Someone said it.
Can we do animated?
Animated bands? That's just such a big...
I'm curious who it is.
I just like this. Yeah, Sing, and I like... And Sing 2 is coming out.
This is totally off topic, but kind of on topic, that I'm just going to throw it out there in the middle of a show I shouldn't. Yeah. I would love to see an entire movie based on just Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, that would be funny.
Yeah.
I know that would be on my Rushmore of this.
We all watched The Muppets Haunted Mansion, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Okay.
That's what made me think of it, because having them cover Dancing in the Moonlight now might be my favorite version of Dancing
Frankie.
In the Moonlight. Mm-hmm.
Josie and the Pussycats. No, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie. Yeah, no, he's allowed.
Rob, thank you, by the way. I remember one of your streams you did Dancing in the Moonlight for me, and I was Dancing in the Moonlight after that. Thank you. So,
I love that song.
But, yep, getting back on track a little bit to Marvel. Heroes have been on stage. So there was ones... before and after Spider-Man, there was a Superman one called It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. If you like classic, like Rodgers and Hammerstein, like old school carousel ones, check out It's a Bird, It's a Plane, Superman. You'll like that old school Superman vibe. The Toxic Avenger has a musical. I want to see Holy Musical Batman. It's from the group who did a Harry Potter musical. So I enjoy that. If you haven't seen or listened to a Harry Potter musical, please check that out. It's a lot of magical fun. And then of course, what's that? Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. Yes. I'm going to do one more shout out. That's the last one I'm going to do. Shauna, good choice with Goofy Movie. I do hope they make a live action of that. Kelly, have you seen or listened to the Toxic Avenger musical? I would love to hear someone. I know a couple people out there were like, that was a musical. So, I don't know why I almost said Evil Dead, the musical, but that's not a comic book.
If you have 10 minutes and you are a big old school Universal Studios fan, the old cast members of the show Jaws a very, very long time ago now, probably at least 15 years, have made Jaws the musical, and you can find that on YouTube, which is very, very, hilarious. Very hilarious 10 minutes.
Frankie is a viewer and listener out there. Frankie might know a lot about Jaws the musical, so appreciate that. But I hear the stage manager telling us it's almost time to bring down the curtain. Allie, you were it's Halloween. Rob is a trick, but you are a treat. So thank you for coming tonight. We appreciate you. Remind everyone how to see more of your wonderfulness on social media, where they can follow you.
Best bet is going to be Instagram at @its_AllieK.
Yes. And everyone, please check her out. There is hilarious stuff on there. And she's also a big fan of TikTok. So you may even see some more fun there as well.
The TikTok.
Rob, one of the hardest working entertainers in not only Florida, but you know, wherever anyone has good taste. Where can people see you live? Where can people light the lights and hear you?
This week, there's only two for me because I got some private events, but at the Boathouse on Wednesday, 6 to 9, and on Friday at the Boathouse from 8:30 to 11:30, and then I'll be gone Saturday, private event, and Halloween, guys, Halloween Sunday. I think we're going to do a marathon day at Universal Studios this week for the holiday.
Appreciate. And Rob, do you recommend people when they go to see you at Boathouse get there early if they want a good view of you?
Honestly, I recommend getting reservations if you can, because it's one of the most popular restaurants on property, even without us. Like it's fantastic. So some days do book up. The later you want to come on those evening shows, the better. And brunch, usually the earlier you want to come, the better to get in.
And Kelly, thanks for the response to the Toxic Avenger. Mindy, great choice with Deadpool the musical. And Frankie, you are Mr. Popular. We know that. Allie, Rob, we appreciate you. Thank you for combining together in one universe from the multiverse. Mark, like what's magic going on in this Diz life?
This week we have the second in our series of The Legends of the Magic Kingdom. Kirk from walruscarp.com is coming on. He's a Disney historian and a big Disney wonk. So we are going to reminisce about the ride and what the experience was like, the controversy surrounding its removal from the Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom. And even though it lives on in the West Coast, it is still the subject of much debate over in here on the East Coast that it was replaced by the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh. So we had a really good time with him, and you can check that out at thisdizlifepodcast.com.
Woo! And everyone, please, if you're watching us and enjoying this, which is everyone who's watching this, please give it a like, a subscribe. This Diz Life is a great thing. All of us are on Instagram. Give us a follow. This Diz Life is on Instagram. United We Fans on Instagram. Piano Rob, Comedian Allie, we're all there. We're even on the Twitter. We went old school. We're tweeting now, everyone. So please give us a follow, support us. We love supporting you all, so let us know if we can. And since it's a musical episode, and since also I just watched Bohemian Rhapsody, I think the best way to end this is, hey-oh!
Hey-oh!